Health. A free medical camp in Homa Bay has brought to fore the challenges sick Kenyans are facing during this transition period from the National Hospital Insurance Fund, NHIF, to the Social Health Insurance Fund, SHIF. NHIF to SHA. Director of Beryl's Medical Center Newton Agada, speaking during the camp, noted for the last 3 weeks, patients have been unable to get medical services due to challenges experienced over the transition because most private and public health facilities in the country are not providing medical services to patients without cash. Health stakeholders in Homa Bay County have therefore urged the government to resolve bottlenecks in accessing of medical care through the Social Health Authority for patients to be served through the insurance. Agada said standoff occurs because the health facilities are unable to log into the Social Health Authority, SHA, for details and approvals, making them compel patients to meet the cost of medication with cash money. He said what worsens the issue is that there are some Kenyans who had paid up their monthly contributions to the defunct NHIF until mid-next year, yet they cannot receive medical care. Agada expressed concerns that many Kenyans who are sick, though up to date with their insurance contributions, ironically now continue to suffer for lack of cash. The medical camp has been undertaken for a week and more than 4,000 people seeking medical care complain that they can't access medication in health facilities due to confusion in SHA. Many of them have NHIF but cannot be treated because of migration, Agada said. He expressed fears that high mortality rates may result if the situation is not addressed. We may experience high death rates in the near future if this stalemate is not resolved. Let the government address the issues surrounding the SHA for Kenyans to access medication, he added. Let members of parliament handle SHA with equal efficiency they did in impeaching Rigathi Gachagua, Agada said. Homa Bay Medical Outreach Coordinator Molly Ocker said the increased cost of medical care made many patients unable to acquire medical care. Most of our hospitals don't have logging credentials, hence they cannot use SHA. This forces patients to pay cash, which is expensive, Ocker said.